Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. But I'm just one of your hosts. I can't do it alone. Clinton, how you doing, dude?
Don't start with me. I'm fucking fantastic.
Love it. How you doing, Emmy?
I feel old.
And rounding out our troop, Keith, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I picked something from when I was a kid, which was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I was a kid. Yeah, 5 years ago. That's when we were all kids. We're all 13 years old now. And we're all really stoked to talk to
him. I mean, I would believe Keith. Look at his headphones.
Golly. Gorgeous little kitten ears he has. Guys, this is Avengers Growing Up. You're seeing episode 3. It's on all podcast platforms. If you are a patron, you've heard episodes 1 and 2. But just in case you haven't or you don't know what this is about, Avengers Growing Up is the show where we all bring a show from our childhood and bring it to the table. And we all watch and talk about it. So you're going to get 4 shows from the 90s, and really, really excited to review these. We got some good ones. We got 3 cartoons and an outlier. And let's start with an outlier, because that was the one I chose. So, guys. Legends of the Hidden Temple. I think I chose this because of his voice. Legends of the Hidden Temple. And here's your host, Kirk Fogg. And here he is now. Oh my God.
And then he just comes on like peppy, and he seems like he's got to be somewhere the whole time. Like, we've got to get this fucking over with. Like, I've got somewhere to be.
Come on, you fucking kids. Like, let's do this. Yeah. All right. Like, you go in there. You got to find the mummy hand. You got to knock over the column.
Yeah.
You want to, come on. Like, come on. Just find this shit. Get taken by the Mayan warriors and like, let's do, like, come on.
Something tells me he knocked out like 600 of these in a day or something like that.
Yeah.
He's let's get it over.
And he just does that slow dad run.
Yeah.
When he comes down.
Kirk Fogg has a very interesting. So did you watch? Okay. Cause I sent you guys an episode. YouTube took it down. They said, fuck you and your shit. So I actually had to watch a different episode. Keith and I watched probably the same episode. But it was like this. But it's all the same thing. It's like there's a legend in the middle. Like the main guy, Olmec, tells a legend. And here's the legend of the mystery hand mime. And like he tells the whole story and he does little voices. And he's like, your job is to get the hand away from the mummy in time. If you do, you win a trip to Busch Gardens. Like, that's literally the whole fucking show. And And so they tell the, and then it's a series of like physical and mental tasks that these kids have to do. Like, there's like basically like, all right, go on this slippery wet thing and like plaster things on a side of a wall. And if you do
don't
more
get
than
hit
the
by
other,
the boulders, yeah, don't get pillows. You know, like
don't get hit. But if you do better than the other kid, you fucking win. You know, and like it's. So
I've watched this growing up.
I did too. I love this shit.
I thought it was a weird choice for this because it's not something. It's a game show, so it's not a plot based story.
I know. I wanted to. I wanted to choose something different. Yeah.
And all I mentally was the whole time like, oh, I can make fun of that. Oh, I can make fun of that. Oh, I can make fun of that.
That's a good reason why to pick it. Yeah.
The commercials alone.
Oh, you my God. Win
roller skates.
Or
the one that had
my favorite. I'm sorry.
Mara, the little fuzzy thing. That's the little, shit you get out of a 25 cent machine.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, you win that
they
shit.
They got to go home with that. Like the first
back then they cost $19.95.
No, they didn't. No, they sponsored a $50 savings bond. Do we even still do those? Is that even still a thing?
I've not heard the word savings bond since 1999. That is crazy. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. They didn't get the toy. They got a savings bond, which if you are young, a savings bond is a thing that you put in your bank and it accrues money and eventually you can cash it out 150 years later and it's worth $50.
Yeah. $50.32. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh shit. Yeah. I'm glad I waited.
0.0001 interest the whole time it was in there.
Yeah. Over 32 years.
But you have to leave it in for a certain amount of time. Like, I had one that was $200 that I won in middle or early high school.
How did you win a 200? Help me out here. How did you win a $200 savings bond?
I wrote some essay that was very
plagiarized.
It wasn't laws of life. It was,
I remember the laws of life.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't?
Christina and her sister both won that one. But no, it was, I think it was an Americanism. It was a very like patriotic fucking thing. Ooh. And I just went through it was bad. I went through the Pledge of Allegiance and like line by line, like said like what it meant to me. Mm. But yeah. I won.
Now it's worth like $223.
Well, no, I got it out my freshman. I won that my freshman year of high school, and then my first year of grad school, I got it out, and it still hadn't accrued all $200.
It's so annoying. That was
like
because
8 years later,
like that example, and on this show, is the same thing when kids get clothes for Christmas. As an adult, yes, you love that shit, but as a kid, no one. I don't want a sweater when I'm 10. I want the new Nerf gun.
I don't want later money.
Or socks. Like, you give me socks for Christmas when I'm 10?
Yeah.
Fuck off, Uncle. Like, I don't want this. You should know me better than this.
Every kid needs a good pair of socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Clinton's like, fuck off, Uncle.
I told y'all my uncle 1 year got me a football, but he wrapped it in a Barbie box for a Barbie house. And I opened it and just immediately started crying.
Villainous.
Because I thought he got me a Barbie house and I did not want a Barbie house. And I ran outside and my family came outside. My uncle felt terrible and he was like, Clinton, it's just supposed to be funny. He was like, it's a football. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Like a Nerf football.
Did your mullet flutter in the wind as you like ran away? Like, I just need to know.
Yeah, yeah. There was a cool breeze outside.
You felt something on the back of your neck and it was your hair.
And then like a ballad of Nickelback played. It was like a music video and I was looking off in the sunset crying.
Yeah.
Nickelback is in Knoxville tonight. And I'm pissed I didn't know that because I would
have. Are they really?
Yes.
Nickelback
is a customer tell me today.
That's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Are they at the Tennessee Theater or at
at the fucking
Food City. That's not what it's called anymore.
It is the Food City.
Food City Center.
Yep.
Is it really?
Yep. They bought
it for 10 years.
They bought it for 10 years. Yeah.
Oh, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it though?
Yeah.
I'll support that when they come down on their fucking prices.
Yeah.
Get two bags of groceries and $85. Fuck you, Food City.
Wow, Clinton. Hold on now.
I'm just glad we're still sending Nickelback down to visit you guys.
Thanks for that.
Y'all can all suck it with that. Nickelback, I like them, and it was a bandwagon hate thing to get because they were successful, and it's just, it's popular to hate Nickelback. Y'all are
there's
dumb.
A comedian that does a whole set on that with Nickelback and Guy Fieri, like how like everybody like hates Guy Fieri. He's like, they're all of them are, they're all good dudes. They're just doing what they like. Good.
Yeah.
And he's like, and all of a sudden, everybody was like, it's cool to hate him. And I'm like, why? Fucking why?
Yes. I'm on that. I'm the same. Yeah.
I love
Legend of the Hidden Temple.
For me, it's Legend. Still like, it's like to this day, I don't want to hear Nickelback in my Spider-Man movie, you know?
Oh.
It's just.
That was Chad Kroeger and Josie Scott, sir.
Mallory. True.
Yeah. True. Deep cut.
I thought it was Santana.
Chad Kroeger,
not Chad Food City,
who is the antithesis.
Not Chad Food City.
Food City.
Yeah, exactly. So,
not to be confused with Chad King Super.
Not to be confused with the podcast that stays on task. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Did anyone think when they watched this, when they go, and as a kid, I watched this religiously.
Yeah.
And so when you said we were doing it, I was like, oh shit, I'm going to get to watch The Legend of the Hidden Temple. It's going to nostalgia vibes, right?
Yeah. Mm.
But as an adult watching, it's very different.
Yeah, you're like, this show's fucking dumb.
No, it made me feel dumb. Because the knowledge thing.
There's a knowledge section where they have to go downstairs in order to play the temple games. And so
that kid was answering it. The one that won first?
Yeah.
The
Barracuda?
No, the green monkeys.
There's the silver snakes. There's the stupidest fucking
but
names.
But the kid was answering it before the dude finished. And I was like, smart ass kid right here. And I'm like, yeah. And it was all memorization of what had been told, right?
Right. Which I get. Mm-hmm. They tell a story.
But then when they get to the end and they get to go through the temple.
Yeah.
They describe 75 rooms and each room has 25 tasks. And I'm like, mm-hmm. How do these kids remember this shit?
Yeah. I got anxiety.
Oh, shit, what am I supposed to do?
I got anxiety watching these kids go in because I'm like, I don't remember what to do. I don't know where to go. What the fuck? And that's me as an adult.
Because they're going over the narration of like what to do. I'm like, oh my God, are we done yet? This
is they get 3 minutes to do it, but it is 30 minutes worth of shit.
Yes.
And I honestly want to give Brandon shit right now because like you couldn't have picked one where the kids win.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think they ever did.
No,
I was gonna say it's duped from the jump because they can just put the guys in a room and be like, oh, we're gonna get the kids here. We ain't gonna give them that Cancun trip. They got roller skates. I'm fucking happy. Roller skates and
roller skate your ass to Mexico.
You could hear Kirk Fogg in his voice. He's like, yeah, Busch Gardens, that sounds great, huh? You'll never get that, fuckers. And like he's like pats them on the back as they walk in. Yeah. Like you know for a fact, he's like, this is bullshit. And like he's even saying, like, yeah, you gotta put the statue on. You gotta press it down a little bit. All right. He's trying to guide him as he's talking. He's like, No, you gotta. All right, well, anyway. And there was like these coins. Like they had to get these coins. And basically, if some random guy comes out of a dark hole and grabs you, present him money. Because then he'll go away. And so, like,
and you won those through the challenges.
Through the temple games. Yeah, and the challenges. Yeah. So, like, the one I watched, they got a 1.5. I'm like, so they're good for one scary guy in a corner. That's what they're good for. That
and
sucks.
And if they find the other half, they're good. But, like, that's a whole side quest on this 3-minute, like, 30-minute other main quest.
30-minute excursion in 3 minutes.
How do you remember? I would not remember going in each room, like,
that girl dropped it in the pit of despair. Yeah. And it was like, well, fucking hell.
It did live up to his name, though. It was
nothing nothing happy about that pit.
So, okay.
What I learned from this is you never send a girl in to do a guy's job.
You know what, motherfucker? We will get there. We will fucking get there, okay? You wait your fucking turn, okay?
I see an overarching theme here for this episode with all four shows we watched, for sure.
Yeah, it was...
I'm sorry. I have to say, okay, so I have said this before. I was as a child. I didn't have cable. I loved this show, but Grammy could only handle recording Figure It Out and Rugrats, and I couldn't add anything else to her lineup. And also, this show scared me a little bit.
Was it OMAC or was it the... Or
no, it was the Mayan guards. Whenever they would pop out...
They are kind of frightening.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
They're awful.
Yeah.
Punch them right in the face.
Yeah. But I did enjoy watching it when I was at my grandparents' house. But I recently, through no decision of my own, Xfinity sent me a box that's like, this is because you have our cable. Mm-hmm. No, because you have our internet. This is our internet box. And I hooked it up to my TV and I realized there are channels. And one of the channels plays Legends of the Hidden Temple 24/7.
That sounds fucking amazing.
It was glorious when I discovered it, but then Xfinity internet doesn't work really well, so it buffered quite heavily. So
the thing they provided didn't work properly because of what they provide. The irony.
I get a Samsung TV. Samsung has its own TV like thing. It's got its own channels and everything.
My cats and I use too much internet, I guess.
Yeah, your cats.
Between the three of us.
So I gotta ask.
Mr. Farrell, stop watching porn. For the 17th time today.
Yeah, you just... So, all right.
That was him.
Keith, I'm curious because Clinton, Emmy, and I all watched this growing up. Legends of the Hidden Temple. Did you watch this?
Never fucking heard of it. This show did not want me to watch it. It said no longer available in your region. It said, oh, it's available on Paramount Plus. And then I get Paramount Plus, and guess what? Still not available. It was just lie after lie. But no, we had shows like this. I don't think
Legends of the Canadian Temple.
No,
I don't have temples up there. Legends of the
Igloo, the hockey studio,
Legends of the hockey igloo,
Legends of the Maple Leaf.
Yeah, ooh, hey, OMAC,
homemade banana.
Hey, OMAC, what's this boot?
Oh, I'll be AMAC. The two shows that I can think of that were like similar to this, one we watched a lot when I was like maybe 8 or 10 years of age. Uh-oh was the name, and it was by this. It was just a game show where the kids would get slimed, or they'd have to go and do some big obstacle course. They get filthy the whole damn episode and get trivia quizzed and everything. And then the other one, I actually got a chance to go.
That's usually Clinton on a Saturday night. Uh-oh, and he usually gets slimed all over his face. It's kind of crazy. Uh-oh.
by an executioner called the Punisher.
Yeah, he fucking wishes.
Y'all better stop talking about this. I'm getting a boner.
We're writing.
You'll definitely get a boner if I'm learning the host's name was Wink Yahoo. I would see this guy on a Toronto television series as the host of this show for months and months. And then I went as a 13-year-old to go work for a local grocery store. And the sanitation videos that show you like how to be sanitary with all the equipment and stuff had this guy as one of the two guys doing a Men in Black parody to teach new employees. I was like, this is so fucking weird seeing the uh-oh guy. But yeah, no, we had shows like this. But this is perfect for like lower stakes kind of kids game shows, as opposed to like me and my wife were watching a random episode of Fear Factor the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been a Bring Your Kid to Fear Factor episode. And it was like mother and daughter versus father and son. And the mother and daughter, it was like separate families, but the mother was, we just tuned in, and the mother was giving her kid a pep talk. You're going to get in there. We're going to beat their time. And it's putting all this pressure on this kid who's now got to scale two giant tubes and a bunch of monkey bars 50 feet in the air over a lake to get their parents out of debt. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like,
that'll teach them something.
That is amazing. That is.
Yeah.
So basically, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Like that's what she was trying to teach her. Way.
She beat him, and that little blonde kid that was watching, being like, "That girl's not going to beat my time," and then it just, yeah, she did by about 40 seconds, and he just got so deflated. It was awesome. Yeah.
So,
kids don't handle losing well.
So, forgive me, but is there a new Legends of the Hidden Temple out?
So I was looking because I was determined to make sure that I had ratings for all of these episodes and shows.
Right.
Brandon, I'm very sorry. I ended up on the wrong Legends of the Hidden Temple, and it said like this episode came out in 2021, and I was like, that's not fucking right.
Wow. Legends of the Hidden Asshole, some weird website you were on. You're like, oh no, this is not it.
Yeah.
No, it was a revamp.
Ah, gotcha. Oh, okay.
You already talked about it.
I asked.
If it was porn, I would tell you it was about porn.
Legend of the Hidden Statue titties. Face.
And here she is now.
Look at those panties.
Big statue named Old Face.
The Legend of the Bukkake.
And all that OMAC does in it is motorboat. Boobs.
This is the
Your episode, your specific episode, had no rating. However, the show as a whole is an 8.1.
Well deserved. God bless it.
I have to say, the amount of safety regulations that I did not see being complied to here.
Oh, 90s.
Was astronomical.
Yeah.
Like what?
For example, the first bit when, what's his name? Kurt Fogg.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes fly, he is not attached to that rope. And he comes swinging in raw dog. Absolutely not attached to that rope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he just steps off of it and he's like, all right, we're going to do this today. It's like, oh, okay. You could have fallen and broken your head open.
He didn't care.
And
also, back in my day, we didn't have to regulate everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Well,
we grabbed life by the horns and we rode that some bitch.
He wouldn't let the stunt guy do his stunts. He was like, no. Yeah. What's his name? Rick Fogg?
Kirk Fogg.
What? Kirk fucking Fogg. I'm not letting anybody.
Kirk fucking Fogg.
There's two G's in my last name, motherfucker. And don't you forget it. Yeah.
Second one's for gangster.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely had two different feelings watching this. Well, no, I think I had three. Okay. Mm-hmm. First of all,
yeah, I think
this
you were watching the wrong thing.
This is kid Big Brother.
Don't agree.
The challenges.
Oh, the challenges. Okay. All right. I can.
Are so Big Brother, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. It's also an escape room on crack whenever they actually get to like the temple challenge.
Agreed. And no, only 3 fucking minutes. When they set the timer, I was like, okay, they're going to give them 5-10 minutes. And they're like, 3 minutes. I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
If I go to an escape room and they tell me I got 3 minutes, I'm like, I'm saying, give me my $60 back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
They're doomed to fail.
Every fucking time.
They have them 45 tasks they got to do in that thing.
And then the person that comes in after them has to fucking go through all the same shit they did. Like, yeah, the doors are open, but still they have to go through like 500 miles of shit. Like, the second person gets fucked in this show. Like, it's not fair. It's not fucking fair. Anyway.
My third thought was that these kids fucking blew at this. Like, the lily pad, the beginning lily pad challenge that they were doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fucking silver snakes. I mean, they would get all the way across and just be like, bloop, time to take a swim.
So Keith and I watched an episode where you had to literally like put, because this person like seduced like the people that were like going to kill her with kisses. And so you had to put kisses on a wooden podium. So they put them all on slippery water bullshit. And so they were like having to climb up it. With
that's
like
the technical term, like slippery water bullshit,
tethered to like this thing that was pulling them back. So they're just slipping around, and Kirk Fogg, like after 30 seconds of these kids just slipping around, falling on their fucking faces, he's like, maybe grab the sides. And like the kids are like, oh shit. They start grabbing the sides being just fine. But
you child. Yeah.
But damn idiots. Let me host the kids game show.
Oh God, Clinton would fucking roast them. Clinton wouldn't give them a hint. Clinton would be like, well, they're all just sliding around like dumbasses. Would not tell them to clean
up. I guess nobody wins.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to Cancun and getting the camping gear and the skates.
That's what they don't tell you. Is he gets to go to Cancun every time. It's in his contract.
Yeah.
I believe it because he was a little too happy with
them to fail. Yeah.
And the defeat on the kids' faces at the end, when tell them they won camping gear, they're like,
Oh,
smiling, but they're dead.
No, and like Kirk, he's like, Did you have a good time? Like, you better fucking say yes. And they're like, Yeah, it was all right. I mean, kind of fucking sucked. I mean,
behind the camera, the moms in the audience going, you better fucking say yes.
You better fucking say yes. You're gonna get those fucking skates.
Yeah, you're gonna be the next fucking Mickey Mouse kid.
Mouseketeer that
Miley
shit.
Miley Cyrus? Yeah, and you never fucking will. You're gonna hear your name.
Mouseketeer that shit, motherfuckers. Anyway, Legends of the Hidden Temple. It almost feels like child cruelty because like these kids are just like getting, like they're just everything. They're destined to fail. But honestly, it's gonna build character later on in life. They're gonna be like, yeah, man, I fucked up at that temple. That sucks. So, and they had a funny
biggest
story.
Thing they're gonna learn is on TV which side's their good side. They get to learn that valuable information.
Oh, that's a very
good
point.
You change when you get older. So, I was a cute kid.
Yeah. You know? Then the mullet got cut.
Yep.
Some of these kids weren't.
Oh, Emmy's saying,
I mean, that's kids, right? Most aren't.
Some are awkward as fuck.
They're already like really going through a hard time, and then you guys are gonna be like, hey, by the way,
not going through a hard time. Like, they got on there the chance to win skates, Brandon. Don't come at me with they had.
I love the
time.
First
they
prize is like for getting in the temple, you win skates. It's like, well, fuck yeah, at least we can get that.
Did you guys see the shoes that were the BK Ratch Tech?
Yes,
I don't even remember those being a thing.
I remember them. I remember them because I wanted them. Holy shit, that shit was awesome. Like
Burger King.
No. BK Ratch Tech. Oh, they like secured it in like, place. Oh,
yeah. It was like how skates, like the cool ones that didn't have the like how they had the
roller blades as opposed to like.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at
the roller blades,
not
the skates.
Yeah, yeah. BK Ratch Tech, man. Yeah,
they were. It seemed like they were loud, and like if any kid wore them into my classroom, I would be like, "You have to leave now." Goodbye.
They seem like something out of the future, but like out of the free future that like Back to the Future 2 shows you.
Oh,
they're like,
that's
oh,
a great fucking future. Are you kidding
me?
No
idea what the future will be, but it's going to look like this.
It's going to be holographic sharks. It's going to be flying cars. and fucking flying hoverboards, not the bullshit on the floor. When people are like, their hoverboards exist, and I saw two wheels on the ground, I was like, fuck off. That's not a hoverboard. Don't talk to me.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
We have documentation of what it's supposed to look like, and it's Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future 2. God. That's a hoverboard. Get it right.
What a fucking movie. I just could not wait for 2015 when I was a small little child. Now I could.
Yeah. Well, that was the last time the world was good. Oh my God. Did Back to the Future 2 ruin our world?
Cubs won.
I mean, obviously, yes.
Cubs won. So
my gosh.
Anyway, let's go.
In 2015?
Yeah. No, yeah, not in 2015.
That was the last time the world was good.
Oh, I think the Cubs won. When did the Cubs win? Shit. I don't know. Keep going, Amy. I'm going to look this up.
Oh, I don't think it was actually 2015 because
2016.
That was the year I moved to
Knoxville. It was the year later. They were almost.
Okay, so the beginning of 2016 was okay. Last half, the last note that I'm going to make on this, there were so many adults that worked on this show. That lily pad part had an adult for each team, and there were five or six on either side to make sure that the kids didn't bust their heads open whenever they were trying to get out. And then there were a couple of people that were trying to hold the boulders in the right place. And then there's just a lot. Just a lot of adults that worked on this show.
So many adults. But
and so visibly too, to make sure no lawsuits get thrown around.
Yes. Visibly. Like they weren't trying to hide it. I think that's the point I wanted to make.
Yes.
Is that they were just running around like a bunch of people.
Yep. Nope.
Adult people.
Well, we're gonna go to our next show because Legends of the Hidden Temple. Watch it. You can find them if you just look hard enough. Highly recommend it. Learn a thing or two and watch kids just completely wreck themselves. It's fucking hysterical. So the next is Johnny Bravo, and this was season 1, episode 3, released July 21st, 1997, The Sensitive Male / Bravo Doobie-Doo. And I have to ask Clinton, which one of these was the reason why you chose this episode, or was it both? This is Clinton's pick.
The reason I chose this episode was for the Bravo Doobie-Doo.
Okay.
Because Scooby-Doo and Johnny Bravo were two cartoons I loved growing up. And I remember they had that episode. I forgot it was a two-parter like all cartoons were back then. Yep. This was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, my first pick, when we announced that we were going to do a season 3 growing up episode, I was going to do Animaniacs. And then I saw, because I wasn't in the chat a lot because I had a lot happening.
Right.
So I just wanted to find the episode I wanted to use because there was one specifically that stood out in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But there was so much going on, I didn't get to let you guys know it was that. Nope. So yeah, and Keith picked Animaniacs, which is great. I got excited too because I'm fucking loved Animaniacs. But
great show.
So I thought of Scooby-Doo and then I remembered Johnny Bravo too. And then I remembered, like, I was just going through like my head of like the things I grew up on. I was like, oh yeah, they did an episode together. Did not remember The Sensitive Male. But then when I watched it, I was like, oh fuck yeah, this is perfect because Emmy's on the show. I cannot wait. She loves musicals.
That was very sweet of you because The Sensitive Male is a musical and Bravo Doobie-Doo is like that Hanna-Barbera or like where they have the same maker so they could like cross weave their characters together, which was really fucking cool. It felt like almost Avengers before we got the Avengers, like, oh man, I know these guys and these guys. We'll start with The Sensitive Male. We'll talk about this. So it is a musical. It's a really funny musical all about how Johnny Bravo can work on himself and how he can be more appealing and how he can cater himself
talk
to women better. It's honestly very eye-opening. I learned a few things as well. And, you know, Keith, what were your thoughts on this episode?
Do you guys kind of recognize the voice of the guy who was singing to him the whole time, the sensitive male, the actual guy?
I did not.
His name is Jack Sheldon. And he did the Schoolhouse Rock cartoons.
Yes.
So any of those? Yeah. Like
it's the same one that where they were mocking. I knew the Schoolhouse. It's the same person. That's fucking
why it was the same feel of like Schoolhouse Rock.
I just didn't know it was the same person.
Like 12 songs in a 15, like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Yeah, and
it's a musical. It's Schoolhouse Rock, which is teaching and learning. Yeah. I thought Emmy would rave over this.
I'm pretty sure Emmy loves it. Emmy, what was your thoughts?
Fuck all y'all. Watching this, I realized I had some internal reflection because I'm like, oh, it's me. I'm the reason I'm single. No, it's because the men of my generation grew up on this shit and they're all trash people now.
I don't know what
and that's why I'm single.
I recall last growing up, you picked a Sabrina episode that was pretty shitty too.
Okay.
And I was shocked you picked that. Because you grew up on it, it's fine. But because I grew up on this, it's shit and men are trash.
Okay. It seems to me as though it wasn't just this episode, that the whole premise of Johnny Bravo is that he is a himbo who is just looking to bag that broad.
That's the whole fun of it, though. He gets denied. Okay. That's his whole thing.
Okay. Okay, so point made.
Now, you're getting mad about it, but the people watching it knew what it was. It was making fun of those dudes.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, that's what the show was. It was making fun of those types of people.
Agreed. That's,
yeah, 100%
what it was. Parody. It's a whole parody of the type of guy
old,
that he is.
Yeah.
At eight years old, you think that people of my generation, of our generation,
I'm telling you 100%. I will tell you 100% fact. The whole time I was watching it was basically how not to be as a person. Like that was the funny part about it was.
How I didn't grow up like that.
No, it really was. How stupid is he? Let's laugh at this.
Yeah, that's making that fun was of that airheaded dude.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I strongly disagree with you, Emmy. That was the whole thought while we were going through. If you are watching it and taking it serious or not laughing, then you're not getting the humor of the whole show.
Okay. I didn't get the humor, but I also feel like because I love Schoolhouse Rock. I love a Schoolhouse Rock moment. Conjunction Junction. Love your function, man. Absolutely. I'm just a Bill is my fucking jam, man.
Yeah. That poor Bill. He was
so sad. Yeah.
Sitting here on Capitol Hill. Oh my gosh.
I just want to hug him. I do. I just want to hug him. Yeah.
I do. I love that form of education.
So you love this episode?
No. No.
Emmy, with a line like, you're too masculine, don't you know that? And he says, ain't that like being too ethical?
I lost it.
That's satire. That's doing with satire and parody.
I lost my shit when he said that. I thought that was the hilarious. That sounded like Clinton and Emmy talking. Like, it was just like ain't that being like too ethical? Like, it's just that sarcastic, fucking hysterical. Like, I loved it. I thought it was fucking hysterical.
But I think what really pissed me off was that the person who was supposed to be the educational Schoolhouse Rock guy was also just like, you just have to act like you're this way. You don't actually have to be this way. You just have to act this
plot
way.
Twist.
And it was like that to me.
Like I was watching Saw.
Bleh.
I thought Saw is a great parallel
analogy.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end it throws you like, what?
You were the villain.
Game over, man.
Yeah.
Did you know? Did you see the names of the people who like created this episode?
Seth MacFarlane
and Bitch Fartman, known as Butch Hartman.
Oh,
the creator of Fairly Odd Parents, and I think what's the other one? Something Phantom, Danny Phantom. Like he's kind of apparently said quite a few terrible things since Fairly Odd Parents in his 90s career of hit cartoons. But Seth MacFarlane has only grown from his immature background itself and turned into a, you know, if you watch Family Guy, it like starts super like immature and then gets to actually make fun of the way he was when he started the show. It's pretty weird. Bitch Fartman, fuck that guy. But the show is oozing with satire. And if we all, if I know one thing, we were all raised watching the Naked Gun movies and Scary Movie, and that's how we learned that parody and satire.
Us in this generation are very sarcastic and shit. We knew what it was.
Yeah. Okay. And I feel like we are, but the generation that I teach, which I think that I'm hitting on Generation Alpha now. Like, they're not even Gen Z anymore. Like, I've had a couple different generations. But they're so literal that they would watch this and just hurt me. It hurt me.
I get you. I remember kids my age watching South Park and not getting the satire of it, and like actually like thinking that it wanted you to hate gingers, for example.
Yeah.
And be like, that'd be like a wave that spread across both countries, I believe. But it was so silly because it's like most people watching are like aware that
I still blame Canada any chance I can get.
I still celebrate Flappy Heads. Ginger Day.
Oh, I still hate gingers. I'm just kidding.
Well, shit. Thankfully, all my beard hairs that were red turned.
I'm kidding.
I will tell you, the Blame Canada song still slaps. I don't care. I mean, just like
the movie is amazing.
The movie is one of the best musicals I've ever heard.
What, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Satan's song up there. Oh my god.
Up still there! Stuck in my head. Like when he's like, I will live. Like when he's up there, oh my god.
I have every right in this episode to be offended too. If I with the gay Navy guys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they can only tackle one thing at a time. Sexism is this episode. Homophobia is going to be next episode.
No, that was the same episode.
Same episode.
No, I know. I'm joking.
Oh, yes. You can only tackle one.
And then when he beats them up, they're still like, oh, yeah.
I liked it.
Which is accurate.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, Clinton really went for both here. He just punched. He did the 1-2 when he picked this episode. Oh, like I got to that part, and I'm like, oh, shit. This is rough.
You know, it's funny. I don't remember that part.
I don't remember that either.
But I mean, it's a product of its time too with that, because in that time it was a little.
When he thought, he interpreted that his feminine side meant dressing up in drag, and then
their
reaction was to hit on him, and then his reaction was to beat them up. My wife just turned to me and said, he could just say no thank you. I was like, I know. Yeah, he could.
Even the phrase like to like, oh, I have to become one of them, like to, oh god, I hate it, like to even like put that like divide, like, oh, one of them, they're them, it's, oh god, even if it's satire, I feel like certain kids would see this, and I'm not saying that we should like ban it or anything, I'm just saying I don't want to see anymore. I don't like it.
But it wasn't for your generation of kids.
Not the ones that I teach currently, but I never fucking watched it as a kid. I wasn't a feminist at 8 years old. But maybe I was. Shit.
You are.
I don't think you were. I remember you liking the Spider-Man movie because you thought that was what true love was. So.
Yeah, because it's star-crossed lovers and freaking Daredevil. Yeah,
trust me. I was
born feminist. There's no feminism, Jamie.
That's... I was born this way. Hey, I was born this way.
Stop. What did we think of Bravo Doobie Doo?
Hysterical. Fucking.
I tuned out.
Are you serious? I think this is the better episode. I 100%. Thought it was absolutely hysterical. The way Scooby-Doo makes fun of themselves. The way it's just.
Yes. How aware it was of itself.
So hysterical.
All the original Johnny voice plays actors, the role too. Of the audience. He calls shit out of like.
Yes.
Drinkers. Drinkies?
What's that? Is that a cereal? What is that?
Yeah. Like,
fucking nuts, man. I lost my shit like 3 times in this episode.
When he said, the one time that I laughed out loud during this episode was when he said, you understand what that dog says?
Yes. So apparently no one, it's like Groot. Like people just don't understand. It was so funny. Wait, you understand what that dog says?
And he always looks at the audience. He looks at the person watching.
Fourth wall. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, I love when is it Velma? I believe it. No, is Velma the one with the glasses? Or no, is it, Velma was like.
Daphne's the other one.
Velma's just hitting on him. He wants nothing to do with Velma.
And you know,
And then he keeps hitting on Daphne. And Fred is like,
oh. Does she bite?
Velma says, I don't bite. And then Velma says, or no, he says, does she, looking at Daphne. I'm going to call him out for being a sexist asshole pig with no manners, and I didn't like that. I do feel like Velma was also making him feel uncomfortable, and it goes both ways.
Boom.
It's not always just a man being.
But it's also not always that serious. You know what I mean?
You know what?
I love
trauma.
That. I
trauma.
Love,
there was an especially
so PC
serious.
About everything. She's like, oh, they did not do it the right way.
She's trying to make a 90s cartoon make sense now. She's like, yeah, no, this is horrible. I can't believe this.
There's an especially serious point where they were running past the same background 18 times, and Johnny took the time to look in the mirror every time the same mirror went by. I love that. Was that that. Gave me
and if there was anything pants. That was an indicator of Johnny Bravo being satire, it was his aunt disguising herself so he would leave her the fuck alone because she couldn't stand him. His whole persona is an annoying shit that no one can stand. Like, that's his whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that they like drop him off and tie him to the fucking tree.
Yeah, like
yeah, like
that's his whole thing. It's a different version of. Like the Animaniacs, they annoyed all their people they're against, right? And everything they do. He's the same way. The people he's always around, women especially, he annoys the shit out of them because they think he's disgusting and vile. Like, that's his whole character. And he just don't get it because he's so dumb to it.
I used to watch this and Two Stupid Dogs, like, back to back. I love those two cartoons together. So, anyway. I did not know that one. Two Stupid Dogs. Oh, their theme song.
I don't remember that one either.
Oh my gosh!
Don't remember Two Stupid Dogs.
Thank you, Clinton.
I remember. Yeah. Beaver. I remember Cat Dog.
I remember Two Stupid Dogs. Two Stupid Dogs.
Two Stupid Dogs.
Yes. Oh God, Clinton.
I didn't
have
cable.
I fucking love Two Stupid Dogs. Those I used to watch that, and then Dexter's Lab. There was a lot of really good Cartoon Network shows back in the day. But this was when I watched Johnny Bravo. I watched it all the time whenever it was on. I thought it was hysterical, and it was.
Me too.
It was
always made me laugh.
It did, because he was just a caricature of just everything like that was horrible, and yet he always got his comeuppance. It's not like he never got what was it's not like he was ever at the end of every almost episode. He got what he deserved, like whether he got beat up or slapped, mm-hmm. like he got tied to a tree, whatever it was really, really fucking funny, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. So it was really cool to rewatch this one. I never saw the Scooby Doo one until
really,
and this was a great episode. This was one of the best ones. Even as an adult, I was laughing quite a
bit. And it's the old Scooby, because they've redone Scooby Doo so many times, mm-hmm. different anime. This is like the original 70s. I grew up with.
They had like a whole song
back in the 60s.
They had a whole song. They had a whole song in the middle of the damn episode, and like a whole chase scene. And they're all, I mean, they did every trope like you talked about. And with Johnny Bravo being like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, it was,
and he's funny in this because he is the audience. Yeah. Like, if you were there with them, like,
yeah,
like y'all can hear that dog. Like, just
you can understand that dog.
And I think part of his humor to me is the way he talks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like Elvis Presley on crack.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then he stopped because he had to fix his hair in the middle of, like, shit going down.
The whole joke with him is he thinks he's hot stuff, and he's the complete opposite of it.
He's a very vain.
And no one wants.
He's a very vain person.
Very vain, yeah. Yeah.
It's, I understand what you guys are saying. I get it, but I don't get it. And I don't.
Yeah. That's fair.
It's fine. It's not for me. I'm sorry.
No kid should want to be Daffy Duck, because Daffy Duck is the butt of the joke.
Watching, right? This wasn't a girl's show as a kid that I watched.
And for some reason, I lumped this in with Bobby's World.
Oh, wow.
Those are very polar opposite.
Yeah.
10 years difference.
I don't, for some reason,
Howie Mandel was in that show.
Those are boy shows, 89. And I don't do that.
Yeah.
That's what you mean. Like,
Bobby's World was a lot more like Rugrats.
Yeah.
This was like more like Clone High.
That fucking theme song of Bobby's World, though, fucking hit different. I loved Bobby's World.
Bobby's World is all about imagination.
Yeah, it was. And like, I remember I had like a Happy Meal toy with him. Like, you could shoot basketballs with him. Like, he could do anything. Like, he would always. Yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah, no, I was like, yeah, Johnny Bravo and Bobby are the same person, and I hate them both.
Yeah,
I don't know why as a kid that's how I roll.
Bobby's World. Bobby grew up and became Johnny Bravo.
Yeah,
that's canon.
Bravo's World.
Oh man, makes my head explode.
And I was like, no, well, none, neither.
Speaking of girl shows, Emmy, we go to yours next. It was Recess, Season 1, Episode 1, The Break-In. And this was, and I believe there was another one, wasn't there? It was like The New Kid?
Yeah, it was The New Kid, yeah.
Okay, so I apologize. I didn't put that in our post, but I realized that when we were watching it. Released August 31st, 1997. And I will be honest, I never watched Recess. Never watched
it. I didn't either.
So it was actually really exciting because Renee, my wife, watches this. And so when I put it on to watch it, she was like, oh, I haven't seen this show in forever. I used to watch this. So she was super excited to watch this episode. We were laughing because there was like a few parts. And it's so I've gathered, I think the premise, at least through episode one, is Recess. The activities at Recess always kind of dictated, you know, what happened. And there was also like, you know, a hierarchy. I thought the fucking kindergartners were hysterical when they showed them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I thought that was great. Obviously, the first episode is The Break-In. One of the main kids, what's his name? I'm so sorry.
There's TJ, Vince, Mikey.
No, the one Gretchen. Kid that get the one that gets in detention. TJ?
TJ.
Oh, TJ.
So yeah. TJ's in detention, and they got to break him out. And the whole episode just centers around this. I thought this was entertaining. I was actually like, oh, shit, I wish I would have watched this growing up because it was pretty entertaining. I didn't watch much Disney. It was either Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon for me. I didn't sway too much on the Disney side.
And maybe Emmy's onto something. Maybe Recess was more of like, did girls maybe watch this more than boys? I don't remember. Did you watch this, Keith?
I did, but we didn't have Nickelodeon as easily as we had like the Disney Channel. We had a channel to be able to watch Recess. So
yeah, I wasn't a big Disney person growing up.
I wasn't either.
Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon.
Okay, so like I said, as a kid, I did not have cable. I was poor.
I think you've said it like four times.
I have yeah. Because
you have cable though.
I don't. I still don't.
Were you poor?
I was poor. I lived in a trailer, and that's fine.
When you were a kid.
Just because you live in a trailer doesn't mean you're poor.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But I was poor, and I lived in a trailer.
Double whammy.
Yeah. Okay. So they had this thing on ABC on Saturday mornings, and it was called, and I will sing the jingle, it went, One Saturday Morning. And it had Doug, it had Pepper Ann, it had Recess, it had Jeannie had like a 3-minute little spot that was like, great minds think alike, great minds think differently. And then he would like go into like the history of like Sojourner Truth or like Albert Einstein and like these like great people who like went on to like think differently than their colleagues.
Johnny Bravo.
No, definitely not on there.
Oh, okay.
There was
hey, pretty mama.
Mama.
Hey, love that he is coming into my episode. Love that.
He actually would.
I'm pretty sure the only thing you want to see come is me because I'm Johnny Bravo.
He would. He definitely would.
Look at my pics.
it was like Saturday morning cartoons on network TV we didn't have to pay for. And so I used to always watch, like, that was like a big part of my childhood was watching Saturday morning cartoons. I would be up at 8. I would watch the Kratz brothers before they became whatever they are now.
Property Brothers.
Mario Brothers. It was Zaboomafoo before it was whatever it is now, but it was the Kratz brothers before that.
Jonas Brothers.
Okay. Anywho,
Ninja Turtles.
This was
we one had of to the stick shows. With brothers, damn it.
You
had to...
Yeah, but they're brothers.
No shit, but like
this. As poor as a kid, I'm also poor in spirit as an adult.
Oh no!
People won't let me talk.
We knew it happened.
No. But yeah, this was one that I watched that my mom also really enjoyed watching because she had just started her teaching career. So like the teacher aspect of it, the initial episode that I wanted to watch was one where they all speculate what's going on in the teacher's lounge, because it's just like that magical, like, what is going on in there? Like, you know, your teachers have like an entire spa or like a science lab, or like they're doing meditation, like all of this stuff. But like, no, it's, there's a freaking dinky Keurig thing and a folding table.
Sound like you're speaking from experience.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I was taken out of the episode every time the two girls spoke, because all, and I don't know if it's the same voice actors, but it sounded like Tommy and Chucky from Rugrats. Is it the same voice actors?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Chucky was definitely.
I know the voice actor.
Chucky was definitely
that redhead, or that freckle.
The long haired girl with the glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Gretchen.
Yeah,
but
I could
Tommy,
hear.
Tommy, the other girl sounded like Tommy.
Spinelli?
The one with the hood, the
pigtails and the toboggan. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not called a toboggan, by the way. A toboggan is a sled.
Well, then what would you call it?
A toboggan hat?
It's a toque or a beanie.
Or a beanie. Or a toque. Yep. I learned that when I was in Canada.
Nice.
So I am not wrong about that. A toboggan is a sled.
Yeah.
Speaking of voice actors.
But I just kept hearing them in like boys. I did not get girl sound. Like, it didn't sound like girls to me. Am I wrong?
Now that you're saying that, I understand, because Gretchen has that nasally, like, nerdy thing that Chucky kind of also has.
Yes, very much so.
And Spinelli has that, like, gruff, like, I'm gonna fucking punch you in your face, you twat. She didn't say that.
That's one way to say it.
Yeah, yeah. You watch the different episodes.
Yeah.
But no, sorry, Keith.
There are a couple of famous names or people that went on to do other things from this show a little bit. I only got four of them written down, but one of them, the one you're talking about who did the voice of Gretchen, she is also Ellie
from the video
both
game.
The Last of Us games, and played Ellie's mom in the one flashback episode of The Last of Us show.
She was also in
Avengers. The Avengers.
Yes! Damn it! Yes!
Played the waitress at the end where that talks to the reporters after getting saved by, I think, Captain America.
Yeah.
Wherever I would just say thank you, and I'd like to make out with
him. Wait, which one is that?
That was Gretchen. That was the voice of Gretchen.
Mm-hmm. Damn! Okay.
Yeah. And then TJ Detweiler is voiced by one of the Lawrence brothers. I don't know if we all grew up in the same decade. Did you guys know?
Yeah, Matthew or...
Okay. The youngest, Andrew.
Oh, the one one cared about?
Exactly. I didn't know that he had years on this show and movies playing this TJ character. I was like, oh, okay. So that's why he's also...
There was actually kids voicing these characters, which is kind of crazy enough to think about. Yeah.
One of the few ones that wasn't a kid at the time was the one who did the voice of Spinelli. She went on to do Bobby from King of the Hill, as well as she's been in Bob's Burgers, Rick and Morty, Teen Titans Go, Big Mouth, Pete the Cat, three FX shows that are live action, like Louie, Californication, and a new one called Better Things. But
just
rattling off information from the internet.
I did try to look up to see if it was Chucky, and I realized it wasn't the same actress.
It sounds just
or
like
the same voice actor actress. That did. But the girl who, I think it was a girl who voiced Chucky, if I'm not mistaken, is also the same person that voiced Dexter.
Oh,
Dexter's Laboratory.
I always thought that Dexter and Chucky were the same person.
They are. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you meant like the Recess and Dexter
no,
were the same person.
No, okay. The girl, and it's a girl, I believe.
Uh huh. Okay. Golly, I'm looking through all that.
This introduction episode was so nostalgic to watch today. Oh my God, I love the setup. The theme song alone is not stolen, but inspired by The Great Escape from the 60s, where they're all trying to escape a Nazi camp, like prisoners camp. And it's like a play on that song. So the fact that there's like that kind of an adult joke already embedded into the theme song, it's like you're in for a treat. That's going to be both
really
adults
cool.
And kids are going to get these jokes. Yeah.
That's
I don't think that I realized that wasn't like its own original like piece of music that somebody created thousands of years ago.
it was like it was like like it was like that movie spurred the sitcom Hogan's Heroes, which had a slightly skewed version of that song. And then this is another slightly skewed version again, but it's still, you know, playing with the whistling and the little drums and the kind of gleeful theme to it, but it's all about escaping stuff. So that's their, like, you know, their little spy team that they got going on. I love that theme of the show.
It's iconic.
Some deal to work, some scheme they're working on. Yeah.
It's absolutely iconic. And I do believe that I heard it no less than 4 times in these like 2 little mini episodes, but I, like you said, like, so like the kindergartners, like that is like an iconic staple that they're not in every single episode, but like there are certain,
feels very Lord people, of the Flies.
Well, there's certain
they're cannibals.
People,
what?
Yeah. Certain people and characters that are reoccurring that are in every single episode, but like they have, like Randall is probably in a lot of episodes, who's like the absolute snitch who you've got
feeds him a cookie.
Oh, yeah. When he was like a dog, I couldn't stop laughing. I thought that was hilarious.
So you've got the swingers. There's a couple episodes that have the Ashleys, and there's like 4 or 5 Ashleys. Mm-hmm. And in one episode, it turns out that Spinelli's first name is actually Ashley. So the Ashleys try to make her into an Ashley.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like makeover and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That was funny. But they're all like preppy, clueless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like that vibe. The guru kid, the swinger. I mean, it's just like, the King Bob and the sixth graders are like the kings of the castle.
What grade are the kids in recess? Are they in 4th?
4th.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I asked Renee and she told me 4th, so I just wanted to be sure. Yeah, good deal.
Yeah, there. Awesome. I think the first movie is called something about like the.
Wait, there's movies? There's recess movies?
Yeah, there's one called School's Out. There's one called Entering 5th Grade or Starting
called what?
Grade.
School's what?
School's Out. School's Out.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Got to get you acclimated.
School's out.
School's out.
There's one that's really stupid called Recess All Grown Down, and it's them when they were in kindergarten.
Oh, that's interesting.
Somehow Gus is still there. I was like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Shit, I do think I've seen that now that you said that.
Gus is the new kid. He can't be there in
it
kindergarten.
Doesn't make any sense. Oh. Some fucking Muppet Babies shit.
But I feel like I had to start you guys off at the beginning.
Yeah,
because if you didn't get the beginning, then like
I thought it was a great episode. It was a great intro.
Yeah, I still didn't like it. I would not have continued watching.
Well, that shows your level of class, sir.
Yeah.
It's a bit boring. It's a good intro of all of the characters.
It's a bit boring.
All their strengths. Mm-hmm.
All their strengths.
This honestly episode made me laugh more. Than the breakout.
I felt so bad for him. My heart broke for Gus the whole fucking time because he cried because he was so happy that they. Yeah. I was like, that's really sweet. And then after that, they completely just demolish him, and I felt so like I was so bummed out for him. I really was.
Did you or did you not laugh at the part where his parents relabeled his toothbrush the new kid? I pissed myself laughing at that part. That was so funny.
Must be the sensitive guy, because I really was like, this sucks, because you know, and he was just like so bummed out, and like they like just completely, and then he's like, I want my name back, stands up for himself, gets his name back, and he's like, well, that's it. And he's like, oh, yeah, what the fuck? Well, what did you expect? It's really
everything when you're that age, and I feel like even through middle school, like mm-hmm. everything seems like it is the biggest deal.
Yeah.
It is now. It is any inconvenience, anything, like it is all just like, this is life altering. I cannot go on with my life if this little inconvenience continues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for example,
your problems are bigger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, for example, if my co-hosts are playing with their hair instead of listening to anything I have to
say.
I can play and listen.
I can play and listen.
Ask any of my former partners.
There. Now it's no longer a problem. My headphones are blocking. Like, nice little hairband.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah. All We Are Is Dust in the Wind also had me laughing when Gus was just walking down a little, like by himself down a little fence. He's he's like, all we are is dust in the wind.
Well, he said it with a pause when he says, all we are. And I was like, oh, just dust in the wind. And I was thinking, like, look at me, how clever I am. And then he fucking said it. I was like, oh, my God, he said it. Like, I was really, really impressed with this. Like I said, I get it. I get it, Emmy. I am glad you started out with episode one because I think it was a great intro for me. Like, I, selfishly speaking, never seen this. I was like, oh, yeah, Recess makes sense. And it's funny. I think there was like a Happy Meal or a Burger King thing or something. There was toys of them. I remember, yeah. I relate everything to toys. But I remember like seeing toys of them, and that's how I knew of them. But I never watched the show, damn it. And yeah, man, good fucking show. Good choice.
It was fucking cute.
Yeah.
If I would have watched this as a kid, I probably would have been all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't have that factor to it, I guess. So it's.
I was kind of shocked that, because I know Sabrina was quite a bit after your picks for the last episode of Growing Up that we did.
Mm-hmm.
But this fell in line with like the 1999, 97, 98.
Yeah,
like it was like right in line with everybody else's, and the fact that y'all didn't pick up on it, like it honestly kind of shocked me. So I really, really do it.
I was just saying channels for me. If it was a Nickelodeon show, I wouldn't have seen it. But if it was Disney Plus, not Disney Plus, fuck Disney Channel, mm-hmm. I would have definitely seen this. So that's why I got this, but not things like SpongeBob or other.
Oh yeah,
Nickelodeon shows.
But SpongeBob was a lot later, in my opinion.
Yeah, true. Rugrats, I think, was on Canadian television, but other Nickelodeon shows weren't. And there was like, they'd pick and choose for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, I can see why. Some of those shows, golly, Rocco's Modern Life, I wouldn't recommend to adults. Ren and Stimpy, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was some rough shit on Nickelodeon.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, that was on Nickelodeon too. Oh wait, MTV. But you know, it was good. Yeah, I have all of Beavis and Butthead on DVD. I have, Beavis and Butthead is that one show. Like, I if I'm feeling stupid, I can watch it. So
I did like a Cornholio impression for my wife earlier. She didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. I was like, "What? Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah."
All right, I have three more points that I want to make about Recess before we move on.
Of course.
This honestly may be subconsciously why I became a teacher, because I wanted to know what was going on in that fucking teacher's lounge.
I think you probably became a teacher because your mom was a teacher.
That's probably a little bit of it too, but I do think that
you think a cartoon more than your mother.
Huh?
You think a cartoon more than your mother. Interesting.
I've said this on the podcast, right? When I was about 13 or 14, hey, my Pam. Mom said, so
Pam, I'm sorry. Hey, Pam. I'm sorry.
Pam, I'm sorry our daughter turned out to be this way.
What, an awesome fucking teacher? Yeah, you're welcome.
Drop the adjective.
I think it's pronounced attitude.
Teacher. She became a teacher.
Awesome fucking... Listen, I am so good at my job. I'm so good at my job. No.
Let me interview the kids and ask them.
Well, they're not going to tell you anything good because exactly. I make them do work.
Listen, I loved a lot of my teachers, and I would have sung it from the rooftops.
Yeah,
I had a couple that were pretty amazing.
Did they push you? Did they push you to do well?
They weren't allowed to put our hand. I mean, they could paddle us. They weren't going to push me.
Don't push me on the ground. That's horrible. You?
Yeah, we got paddled.
Yeah, we got sent to an office where they were like...
We did in elementary school, yeah.
Yeah.
My kids were absolutely shocked that I was old enough to be paddled. Shocked.
Are you talking about now? Like, you're getting paddled now? What are we talking about? You're old enough now?
No, like we just read a story.
How you spending your weekends,
Emmy? Did you show them your Tinder profile?
No.
You're still, reading a story. You get paddled now? What's the...
Drill holes for wind resistance.
Oh, that was a thing too. That shit was scary. You saw the teacher break out the hold paddle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you knew that shit was coming down at Mach 50.
I didn't actually get paddled, but I was old enough to remember other students getting paddled at my school.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I was a great kid.
Same.
And you know what? If I wasn't, Mr. Lackey is no longer with us, so he can't argue with me.
Insensitive.
It was insensitive. I'm sorry. He was a great principal.
So
Amy's like, that motherfucker's dead. He ain't got shit to say.
That's not what basically. I said.
Out, right?
No, no, I do think that. Okay, so what was I saying before you guys derailed me so hard?
Recess is the reason why you're a teacher.
Why I'm a teacher,
and you're old enough to be paddled.
Also, my mom, and when I was 13 or 14, my mom asked me, "So, what do you think you want to do as a career?" And I said, I'm not really sure. And she was like, do you think you'd want to be a teacher? And I said, no, I'm going to be something good.
Oh.
To my mom, who
so for,
was a teacher.
For someone who's never seen this, I thought Magic School Bus is what we were watching.
Can I say something real quick about what your mom said to you?
What?
And it's not just your mom, but it was the generation before us. And why did we have to know what the fuck we wanted to do when we were 14 years old?
Oh, that was a question that we got. Shit. What? Yeah, but it was a thing that we got. I wanted to be a ballerina dentist from ages like 4 to 15.
I know,
but
like our
15.
Parents were always like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I was like,
let me be a fucking kid now. How about that? And then I'll figure it out when I'm cognizant enough to know what the fuck I want to be. It's just annoying looking back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it does, and a lot of people put pressure on you when you start developing into your like high school years and shit. And he's like, what college you want to go to? What do you want to do?
Yeah. The fact that we ask people when they're 18 what they want to do, like obviously I didn't know. My undergrad is completely useless. Expensive, but useless.
Hmm? Exactly. That's my point. Like you just like who knows at that age? You're still figuring out who you are as a person.
I agree. 100%.
So, but I feel like it was just
have more jacked up teeth than most people.
Oh yeah.
Do what?
Oh no, I wanted no. Excuse me, you have the wrong idea. I did not want to be a dentist for ballerinas. I wanted to be a dentist who did ballet on the side. So I would like pull your tooth and then like do a twirl.
Okay.
That sounds like Emmy now with how she like interacts with people. Like let me fuck you up and then.
No, I can't do
she's
teeth.
She's the opposite now. She does a twirl on you and then pulls your teeth.
No. I can't. Oh, my God.
I can't do teeth. One of our kids lost a tooth at school the other day and threw the tooth in the trash can. And I don't think I would have thrown up had the tooth gone the entire day.
Is your Tinder profile old enough to be paddled? Don't do teeth. Is that it?
Actually, she stated she does do teeth and you can do it the right way, which is completely false.
Kind of odd. Kind of weird.
Kept me up at night.
Since that episode, I have asked people personally that I know if that's a thing. And they're like, hell no, that's not a thing.
Get away from me.
All right. Okay. All right. Sure. I was incorrect. Whatever.
Stop doing with teeth.
Okay. What if they want it?
They don't. I promise.
If they ask.
Do you still hear from them?
She's like, thank goodness, because I've learned and I got it down. Don't be tickling or nothing. But if they don't ask.
Nobody wants scars walking away from getting head.
Listen, no, not scars. Good God, no. It is a.
We're moving on. We're moving on.
Tickly little.
What's the other point, Simmy?
Recess is great.
With teeth.
You can tell.
Clinton. Tickle the ivories.
God, no, both of you.
Think sexually, but like, let me say I'm going to tickle you, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to tickle you, and
you
think,
start going,
hey,
nah, 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 nah.
Nah, 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 nah.
You start
there's
getting
no
teeth
way to
out.
Tickle the teeth. In any appendage, any place of the body, anywhere, can't tickle the
all
teeth.
All right, I'll be over in 20.
Oh, God.
Now you ain't going to get very far.
Brandon had to take his headphones off for a second.
Like my ears were burning up after that.
You could tell again. Okay, we'll move on. All right. You could tell again that we are not in today's times because they were just letting parents out in halls all willy nilly. You don't know this motherfucker. This is not the way that schools operate now. You can't just let a random fucking person wander the halls.
Great point.
That's kind of a sad point.
You're talking about the military guy?
He was a man in uniform, yes.
Right. He was a okay. Fine.
He already had his kid with him. Like, he was bringing his kid to class.
You still can't water the fucking halls.
Was he wandering?
No, he brought his kid and left.
You can't do that these days. Like, if a parent is like, I'm going to walk my kid to class. No, I'm sorry. No, you are not an authorized person to be in the school building. You can be in the front office and that's it.
Oh, I'd be that parent that would have a problem with that.
You can be escorted.
I can't walk my kid to a classroom.
No, you can be escorted. So by for the
fucking Area 51, do I need a special clearance to walk the schools of Knoxville?
Would you like a history of why this is not allowed?
That sounds like a bummer.
A parent with their kid?
Yeah.
I get a stranger.
Any person, honestly. Like, you don't know.
Someone's abused it.
You don't know. You just don't. Like, any person in a school building, like, it is upsetting now that I'm thinking about it, but, like, you can't just let them take their kid to class or take anybody anywhere.
I mean, fair with how America schools and things that have happened. It's fucked up. It's even a thing, but yeah, you're right, actually.
It does suck. It does suck that it is a thing.
Yep.
Yeah. I was also going to ask, have you guys ever been the New Kid?
No.
Yes.
Well, I guess, like, different daycares and shit, like, I switched like once or twice, but most of the time I kind of stayed put in the same school system for a very long time. So I was lucky for that.
Yeah, I was same. I was the new kid 3 times.
Mm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you called? I make a very conscious decision not to be like, oh, the new kid, because of recess, actually.
No, I wasn't affected by it because I was very social, outgoing kid. So I made friends pretty quickly. Like, I didn't wait for people to approach me. I approached them.
Yeah. That's a handy skill.
Yeah.
I was never the new kid. They actually added grade seven and eight to my elementary school before I had to switch to some new place. So I only went to 2 schools before university, and it was, yeah, stayed there the whole time. Saw many a new kid. I was the TJ Detweiler of this episode. It was like, we're not going to call you that no more.
TJ was a stand-up person. Cool. Yeah. No, I liked it. All right. Recess.
He was the ringleader of the group.
Yeah. It's a good series so far. So, Legends of the Hidden Temple. Johnny Bravo. Recess. Keith, you're finishing us up, man. That sounded weird. This is going to be Animaniacs. Animaniacs, this was season 1, episode 15, released October 1st, 1993, Space Probed and Battle for the Planet. So this was interesting because Pinky and the Brain always had
excerpt.
Yeah, not Pinky the Brain, excuse me. Animaniacs always had like these additional casting characters, like whether it was Wendy and the Dog, which were always one of my favorites, like, hi, lady. Why? I remember that. Did not watch any recent episode. I just remember because I loved that little girl when I was little. Because she was always so fucking funny, and she'd always get, and like her dog got her out of all kinds of trouble that she would get into, and he was just such a stand-up dog, go through hell, and they always seemed to somehow make it at the end, and it was really, really cute. There was so many various things, but I forgot because Pinky and the Brain ended up becoming its own TV show.
Huge, yeah. Easily like more recognizable than the Animaniacs these days. People bringing up Pinky and the Brain. They know the theme song to Pinky and the Brain. They got their own show. Yeah, they could quote.
The quote, what are we going to do today, Brain?
Same thing we do every day, Pinky. Try to take over the world. Yeah, but what blew my mind is I honestly forgot completely that Pinky and the Brain were with Animaniacs. I really I'd always seen them as two independent entities. And so this episode, like, I almost kind of did a double take. I'm like, oh, there's Pinky and the Brain. That's cool. And then they showed up and they were the entire second half of the two-parter. There's two little 15-minute episodes per cartoon. And so they were the entire second episode of the two episodes. And but Animaniacs, this is a show also I grew up on. They were zany. They had that very Looney Tunes vibe. Makes sense. Warner Brothers. They had a very similar humor. They were kept in the tower. They even like, there's so many jokes for adults in the first like 2 minutes. Like, I was blown away at the adult humor that was being outlet, you know, that was laid out in front of me. And I was like, I never caught that. Mm. But I was laughing at all of it. And, like, the fourth wall breaking with the reading of the subtitles. You know, we'll stick just to Animaniacs right now. But this show was so fresh and funny to me. And there was Dot, Yakko, and what's the third?
Wacko.
Wacko? Okay.
Wacko, so, Yakko, and Dot. Yep.
Yeah, Wacko reminds me of like Ringo Starr. Like he,
that's what the voice actor's doing. He's doing a Ringo Starr impression.
I never have Googled that, and I was curious. I was going to ask you because like it does give me Ringo Starr vibes, but like the whole fucking thing. Anyway, this is absolutely hysterical for adults and kids alike. I still can say I love the show after watching this and revisiting it. But, you know, Keith, this was your episode growing up. I'm just going to throw it to you, man. You know, why'd you choose Animaniacs and what'd you think?
Well, this it's funny because you say that like WB thing, like Warner Brothers was trying forever to find something with the same success level as Looney Tunes that they could just go on and have a million episodes of, but they did Tiny Toons for a while. That wasn't really making them as much revenue. They tried Animaniacs, and it actually, the reason it got canceled, it was so short lived, maybe three seasons, like a couple, maybe 20 episodes each tops, was because the marketing team was having trouble advertising to kids because it was doing better with the adults because of all the adult jokes in it and references. So they were like, we don't really want to advertise these kids' toys when they're not really the ones watching. And so they just, they just kind of shit canned it pretty quick. And then Pinky the Brain took off because it was the most revered part of the whole ensemble thing. But Steven Spielberg made this and he hand-picked like he approved all the regular characters. He said, okay, like I have final say. And he also insisted that every episode have its own original score. So they would like a lot of, you could tell a lot of it has the music of like a proper like movie size orchestra playing for, they play with music the same way that Looney Tunes did.
I was going to say, it reminded me of Looney Tunes with the orchestra in the back during all the hijinks that were going on.
Yeah. And they were definitely doing like aside from the Pinky and the Brain part, which I'll talk about in a second, but the amount of references, even just in the spaceship alone, where they're in the background, you can pick out like, oh, there's Captain Picard, there's Darth Vader, there's Alf, like there's all these adult references that kids aren't of that time in 1993.
And calls the main alien, calls the main alien Yoda. There was Elvis. Yeah. There were so many different little.
I'm sorry, no. Jimmy Hoffa, which is somebody that I think I've recently learned about in my like, adult life that like went missing. That like,
and they're like, there you guys are. I mean, it was like really fucking brilliant. Like I said, like this hit. Like I loved these guys as a kid. I remember watching Animaniacs and really enjoying it. I'm surprised they didn't keep it around longer. I never researched how many seasons it went. I thought it was around way longer. Yeah. I
wish they had done longer. They did like Freakazoid, which came out around the same time, and also Hysteria, which was like an Animaniacs, but telling history facts and stories and plays on that. But yeah, I wanted to be Yakko as a kid, 100%. I loved that show. And watching them and doing the impressions of all the, that was
my favorite. Dot was always my favorite. She was so fucking funny. Everything she was in, like she was so funny to me. They even do like weird things. Like at the end when they're like, I was like, that is a Lucille Ball thing. Like at the end of I Love Lucy, they even talk about Desi Arnaz? Like I swear to you, there's so many rich, deep cuts about like film, like and like the Desi Lu Productions, and like it boggles my mind because that's like deep cut material that they're throwing in a kid's cartoon. And once again, like it's cool when you watch these shows and you're like, oh, okay, this is the kid show I grew up on. But it's a different level entirely where this is a great kid show. And yeah, it's still a great adult show. As weird as it sounds, like I thought Animaniacs was such a beautiful blur. And it was, I don't know. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I love the way they fucked with the alien. I love the way they changed the subtitles around. I love where they really were just fourth wall breaking. And they were, once again, a lot of looking at the camera and pandering, and similar to Clinton with the Johnny Bravo. It was aware of itself. And I think those are really good cartoons. I think the ones that are self-aware, either way, a fantastic episode. Space Probe really, really made me laugh. And it was just so much good material that pulled from that. So
I used to love this show. This was one that would come on right around the same time as Power Rangers. So I would watch them back to back, or it was also on the WB. Or Fox, or I don't know, but it was one that I had access to. It is a fucking clever ass show. And yeah. I forgot how fucking genius it was. There is a meme that goes around every once in a while that Dot is holding Prince, or the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
And it's like, we've got a dust for Prince. And she's and somebody says, like, not that Prince. And it like it makes me laugh every time.
Yeah.
Like, it's just fucking clever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly my humor. But yeah, I don't think I realized when I was watching it as a kid how multi-layered it was. But there is, I feel like, a market for kids shows that also entertain adults, which I feel like Recess was, because yeah. my mom also loved Recess, and so she would yeah. watch it with me. And I have not had a chance to actually check it out, but my sister cannot say enough good things about Bluey. And I have to check out Bluey and figure out what the hell. Yeah?
Yeah, my nephew watches Bluey, so I hear about it quite a bit. We watched a couple episodes with him. I get the appeal for sure. It's a lot like that, where you have like everybody in the room can be entertained. And Recess does a balance of it way better than Animaniacs, sadly, because I was into Animaniacs even later than I probably was targeted to be, because you'd see the shows that would come on at the same time. And I was like into it at the age of 12, 13, going, oh, yes, throw on Animaniacs, because I could watch Looney Tunes all day long. And so Animaniacs mm-hmm. was like a little more catered to my generation. So, but yeah, it was not popular with the, you know, the 6, 7, 8 year old kids. It was more preteens and teenagers.
Yeah.
What year did you say this episode
1993. Was? It's crazy. It's the oldest. Four. It's the oldest episode that we.
Yeah, I was 4 when it came out, but they must have syndicated it or something, because yeah, I definitely watched this.
So I want to throw it to Clinton, because Clinton, you said you almost chose this, like you were.
Yeah.
And so I mean, Animaniacs, also revisiting this. What were your thoughts? Like, the humor obviously still hitting. I mean, were you a fan as a child? Were you a preteen? When did you watch this? And kind of what's your thoughts now?
Yeah, I mean, I watched it as a kid, and yeah. I just liked it felt like Looney Tunes was my shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved that growing up, because there was Looney Tunes had so many different characters and different like stories. Like, it couldn't get old, because there was always so many different. It's one thing when there's a show that's just characters and that's the show the whole time.
Yeah.
But when you have a show that has different characters and different stories, it's like a toy box. Like, you can just tell so many stories with these characters, and you can tell so many stories with these characters. And Animaniacs felt that way. It felt like there was always some other stories, and it never got old, but it was always, there was always a lot of sarcasm in the cartoon and mm-hmm. like intelligence to it. Like, I liked a good, and I wasn't old enough to realize that's what it was, I guess, but something always intrigued me about a sarcastic cartoon, or something that was aware of itself, not too caught up in its own world or took itself too seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're kind of like they're, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that like their main, the Animaniacs part of it, of the show anyways, was like always annoying some big figure or like character. So it's like, oh, they're going to annoy and disrupt whatever the new thing is. So that's, as long as that formula is there, they could do anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
But it was always, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It was always different pieces and parts of the same stories, but in different episodes, right? So I remember, obviously Pinky and the Brain was like a huge like standout. But there was also one where there was a dog nanny that was trying to take care of a kid that was hell bent on trying to kill itself.
Yep.
Like, not actively, but like it was just like a toddler that was like, walking across steel beams, and like the dog was like trying to make sure that the kid was safe. But there was also one with like a squirrel auntie.
Slappy Squirrel.
And her like nephew.
Yep.
Were there any others? I can't.
It just felt like multiple shows in one show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it never got old.
Yeah. This felt like very much what I remembered, that it was the Animaniacs, and then you also had Pinky and the Brain.
Animaniacs and Friends. Like who was gonna be, was like, always gonna get like that Looney standard. Tunes. Yeah.
Bugs but Bunny, yeah, Daffy, and Friends. Like that was what Looney Tunes was.
Right.
And this was it could have been anything.
Right.
Variation of
So it never got old. There's the episode, and I'm pretty sure it's Animaniacs. And Keith, you watch this a lot, so maybe my brain is deceiving me. But there was an episode, if I picked it, and it could have not been it, but there was an episode where they kept saying, these two people kept showing up and they were asking if they'd like to take the survey. Would you like to take the survey? And they would show up in an elevator everywhere they went. I can't remember if it was Animaniacs or one of the subset of characters.
It was Animaniacs, yeah. I don't remember it well, but I do know what you're talking about.
It was an episode that had, is it Wendy and the dog?
Yes. I think it's Wendy. Okay, lady.
In every sketch.
Yep.
Was there an episode where the Animaniacs met Marvin the Martian?
I think so. Yeah, they could cross over with that stuff.
Looney
Tunes. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember that episode vividly. Or maybe it wasn't the Animaniacs. Maybe it was Pinky and the Brain.
It could have been. That makes sense too. He's their size.
Let me tell you though, the dog and Wendy. Whatever that child's name was, I hated when that was one of the ones.
The opposite. That was one of my favorites.
Really?
Yes.
Because I was like, that stupid ass kid is making this dog put their life on the line all because of a stupid fucking child.
It was called, the episode was episode 43. It was called Transcript. And the reason that one stands out to me the most is because my adult life up till now, and no one ever got the reference, is anytime I see survey, if a website asks me if I want to take a survey, phone call wants to ask me if I take a survey, I think of this episode. Because the whole thing is they get so annoyed because these two ladies keep showing up and asking if they want to take the survey. And they're like, no. And then they just keep coming. And that's exactly how it is as an adult. Like,
yeah.
Everything you do has a fucking survey. No, I don't want to take the survey. Like, I don't know.
And it's even more prevalent. It's more prevalent now with like websites and apps and stuff like that.
Yeah. Social media and stuff like that. Yeah.
It's cost.
Like even customer service, like you can take the survey afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to stay after school on Thursdays now because of where I choose to work. I do get paid extra. So, like they said, it's like you get a bonus for staying an extra hour on whatever. That's not a bonus. That is.
You got to stay till 4:45.
Nice.
I have to stay till 5.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's awful. Okay. It's useless.
That's a great
point. They always ask me to take a survey. And you want to know what my ass has to say on a survey after. After school on a Thursday. Oh, it is not good.
Yeah, probably shouldn't ask. Probably shouldn't ask
there. Yeah. Yo, no, do not ask me to take a Thursday. I think I'm sorry. There is a possibility that last week it was like, what good did you take out of Thursday's session? And I said, we got out early. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. You catch me at
catch you outside. How about that?
Exactly. You catch me at 5 o'clock on a Thursday, and that's the response you get, okay?
Every time.
Yeah. Get quality answers.
Yeah. What good did you get out of today's session? I don't know. Tomorrow's Friday, man. Okay.
Realizing the day's over. I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going home.
That is.
There was a segment two called the Goodfellas, which was
Goodfellas.
Yes. Why would a kid have seen Goodfellas? It doesn't.
I think that everything I know about Goodfellas, I know from the Goodfellas. But they were the pigeon family, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they would be like pigeons.
Yeah. They would be the lobster mobster kind of.
Yeah,
they'd be sitting on the power lines, right?
Oh, yes, they would.
Yeah.
God. I love that one. That one was really funny too.
That's what I'm saying. Animaniacs, the whole show. I loved every bit they had.
Mm-hmm.
I picked an episode at random. I was disappointed that this episode specifically, I just because I knew that they would have, you know, whatever it was going to be some good stuff, but they didn't have a good idea, bad idea in this episode.
That good was one idea. Of my
favorite things ever.
Yes.
Stopping bad to smell idea. The roses. Yeah,
bad idea.
To feel the roses.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
oh, I meant to say.
Oh, my God. What a memory unlock.
Yep. It's good.
I meant to say, too, during my Johnny Bravo, that episode of Johnny Bravo was the highest rated episode of Johnny Bravo.
Oh, yeah, would you like to know some more ratings? Because I forgot to go through them.
Legends of the Hidden Temple. Episodes. Let's hear all about.
Well, I think she said that one.
Yeah, that one had no rating for that specific episode. Just but the kidding. Whole
8.1.
The whole series 8.1.
Hell yeah.
Clinton, your episode of Johnny Bravo had an 8.2.
Damn.
The show
8.2
is what I saw today.
It went down because Amy rated it.
I promise I didn't take any
survey
points off or survey.
Knocked it down a peg.
But the show as a whole had a 7.2. My episode of Recess had a 7.5, but the show as a whole had a 7.8. And Keith's episode had an 8.2, but the Ooh. Show as a whole had a 7.9.
Some good episodes.
So, did we tie, Keith?
Sure.
No.
Well, I was going to say yes.
Are you saying Johnny Bravo is just as good as
episode score-wise, 8.2. Sure. Yeah, yes. you tie.
All right.
But show-wise, Brandon kicked our asses, followed by Keith, and then me, and then, oh, what is that? What? Huh? Clinton was in last?
So who was last in episodes?
Shut up.
Oh, okay. So,
I think we're reviewing episodes, not show as a whole.
Yeah, but Brandon doesn't have a rating, so that's a zero automatically.
Oh, so you're trying to throw him out. All right, so second part is Pinky and the Brain. Oh. And this is, it really felt like we got two cartoons in one. Just, I mean, I know that's the premise, but still, like, Pinky and the Brain, like I said, I forgot they were ever with the Animaniacs. I've always just thought, here's Pinky and the Brain, their own cartoon, and Animaniacs with their cast of characters. So, like I said, shocked when I saw this. But Pinky and the Brain, it's the premise. It's the mind, and then, like, I wouldn't say the muscle, but maybe just the easy adherence to whatever you want to do, Blaine. Like, anything you want to do, I'll do. Let's go with this. And it's hysterical because he's like, yeah, you know what the most powerful form? Well, like, they influenced, like, back in the day, like, this radio show made people feel like people from Mars were really visiting. So now, what's the most powerful tool that we have? And he's like, I don't remember what he said. The fucking blender. No, he's like, no. He's like, no. Pinky. He's like, the television. Like, and it's just so dry. Yeah. It's so dry. Yet the Pinky is so animated and crazy. But
yeah.
It's a great counterbalance. I can see why this took off. They're made for one another. They literally oil
it's
and
like
water.
You and Emmy.
It's very true.
Because I'm the Brain, right?
Brandon.
Very true, he says.
Yes. Narf. I forgot about that. When he did that, it just unlocked a part of my brain. I'm like, holy shit, he said narf. I forgot about that.
Here's a dry nugget of information. Speaking of dry, though. So the Orson, so War of the Worlds.
When was I talking about my vagina?
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. No. Here's another dry point.
War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. And Orson Welles was the director and narrator of that.
Oh, yeah.
Or he wrote the piece.
Amy, let him talk.
But Orson Welles, another Welles, he voiced and directed the radio program that was so convincing to people. But then the voice actor of the Brain says that his name's Maurice LaMarche. He bases his voice for the Brain as 65% Orson Welles and 35% Vincent Price, which, again, two people, famous voices that kids of 1993 are not going to
not a chance.
Know.
Not a chance.
But it's such good, a though. Good choice because the Brain is such an iconic voice. It's so good.
It is so good.
Yeah.
But that was true, though. The people heard.
Mm-hmm.
The War of the Worlds, and like panicked thinking it was True.
Like aliens are here. Martians are here.
Remember Y2K?
Fair point. Well played.
I remember all computers were going to stop working. And then like it rolled over to 2000, no problem. I'm like, well, fuck that. That was no issue. But yeah, like it's so funny because they do a television broadcast. And it's so funny because Brain is doing his damnedest. He thinks he's even like, yeah, we're swaying the shit and everything. And it turns out to be the biggest comedy like ever. And people are enjoying it, the irony. And it's they're really just, I don't know. It's pretty crazy. I thought it was absolutely hysterical. And I just love that they really, really tried. And they tried to, you know, and it almost felt like the pilot episode to the series. Like, hey, this is the premise. This is going to work. And they had a fucking catchy ass theme song for the buddies, you know?
Yeah. It was all brain.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Damn good song.
It was great.
Sometimes, well, no.
Sometimes I cry.
Sometimes I'm scared of you. But all I really want. Oh, I am in my early 2000s Britney right now.
You know what's funny? We're talking about 90s cartoons, but you're tapping into this 2000s fucking Britney Spears shit. It's kind of crazy.
It is weird.
It is weird.
Okay.
She's doing well.
Fair.
Yeah.
Is she?
Man, if she wanted to be
somebody
a ninja.
Take the knives out of her house.
Scary. Fucking scary, dude. I don't like it.
No. I was going to say some. Oh, my gosh. I say always. If a kid says to me, guess what? How do you respond?
Chicken butt.
Of course.
Oh, you say what?
What in the butt?
Guess what? And you say chicken butt. Have pissed a few kids off that way. If they say, what are we doing today? If they say, what are we doing today? I say the same thing we do every day. Try to take over the world.
And they go,
huh? And they have no idea what I'm talking about. They think I'm a mad scientist. And that's fine. Fear is helpful in education. Sometimes.
I don't know.
Fear-based education. Oof.
Yeah, that's a...
That's something we need to drop from our generation above us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think fear-based stuff helps people.
No, that was a joke. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding, everybody.
We'll ask your students once again.
I knew you were kidding at me.
Thank you.
Keith, you'll get past the sucking up stuff once you get to know her better. Kind of a bitch.
Yeah, no, I'm not pretending not to be. I 100% am. Just kidding. No, you're not wrong. I am a fucking bitch. It's okay. But I do really love my students. And I don't try to intimidate them, but every once in a while.
Fear is the heart of love.
You like to make them flinch?
Mm. Huh?
You like to make them flinch?
If they have the hiccups, the best thing to do is to scare them. And sometimes I feel really bad.
So,
but it does the trick. It works.
Is saying random shit a way to get rid of hiccups? Because my wife has started doing this thing now. Like I had hiccups the other night. And she's literally like, no, it was sneezes. Like I'll start having a sneeze and like I'll keep going. And then like in the middle of the one sneeze, she's like, cherries, pickles, spices. And I'm like, what are you saying? Like it's just like she just throws names and words at shit. And I'm like, did you just make up a game in your head for me to? She's gonna get pissed because she's gonna be like, Brandon, why did you put that on the podcast? That's a thing. Fuck off.
I've not heard that.
Okay.
Well, need to sneeze, you should look at light.
I thought you said hiccups.
I did say hiccups.
I was talking about hiccups.
Brandon, I've found the best way to get rid of hiccups is the gentle massage of a penis in my throat.
Ah,
then yeah, but how often
the thing
are
you
those?
Say before?
Just imagine though the hiccup happening and you clamp down because you're like you jerk back and like
that's
how
Emmy's long? Forte.
Oh, teeth.
How often
they
are those
her,
readily
they don't
available?
Call her Emmy
though.
Piranha for nothing.
3D. Piranha is what they call my vagina. Joke's on you.
Oof.
God damn. All right, guys.
saw on our tracks.
We were talking about Animaniacs at one point.
But we were. Yeah,
it was on par. I mean, there was adult jokes in Animaniacs, so I can say penis.
Well, it was funny because I was watching the Animaniacs, and this is not a political thing, so please don't get mad at me, but the we're Animani, totally insane-y, we're not Dick Cheney, Animaniacs. Like, I was thinking of ones in my head, and I was like, that's really fucking
It's
different every time. It's different, yeah. Yes, that's what I mean. Like,
I always remembered the Pinky and the Brainy.
The Pinky and the Brainy. Yeah, that works. Yeah, see, like, that shit is great.
No, they did that one.
Oh no, I know. That's what I mean. Like, it's fucking great.
I fucking know they did that one.
Like, no shit,
Clinton was about to fight Brandon over that what? Shit. Like, I
thought you were saying
one
I thought of in my head.
No, I was like, no. See, that's great. They made up a bunch of these. I was trying to make up one with mine. Like, I think it's cool to think of that shit. I think.
Emmy's a bitch.
That one. I don't think that rhymes as well.
Animani, totally insane. Emmy's a bitch. The Animaniacs.
Okay, all right, you're wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong. It works.
It does work.
I'd be stoked if I heard that.
I'll see what I can edit together. Yeah. You can put it on X.
Yeah, that's it.
Ew. Ew.
Okay, we'll I want to take us off of X, but Emmy's like, well, keep it up.
Who's on X?
We will get off of X.
I've never touched X in my life.
I've touched your X.
Whenever, well, you're not on X yet. What a callback.
That was a good callback.
Yeah, yet. Nice. Language matters, guys.
Yeah. No, I said that we would get off of X. when we got on Threads.
It's making us sound like drug addicts.
I know. Well, okay.
One day.
Hello, Elon, you motherfucker.
He's charging everyone eventually.
Back to Twitter.
He's changed. I've heard he's charging everyone eventually. I don't know if that's true or not, but like,
that will be the point that everybody's going to jump off.
I'd like to see him try.
Who would stay?
He made a
Namaste to you too.
Website. Now he's going to charge for it.
Namaste yet.
Okay, currently X has a premium subscription, blah, 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 pricing. Elon Musk suggests X will start charging all users small monthly payment. He suggested this per CBS News. This was on September 19th, 2023. So he suggests it, so it's out there in the wild.
Motherfucker, try it. Please try it.
He also added that 550 million monthly users that generate 100 million to 200 million posts a day. However, he didn't indicate whether he was factoring bots into that figure. So
no, I will tell you right now. No, he's absolutely not. He was like so anti-bot when he bought the company.
We're using the platform to give him more of a platform right now.
Oh, true. Anyway, sorry.
Fucking dumbest.
We're having a segment about X.
Ecstasy. Yes, everybody.
X gonna give it to you. Yeah, that's it. Where my dogs at?
I said we should be on X until we get on Threads, and Clinton can't figure out how to make.
He linked his Instagram with our Instagram, so we can never.
I'm leaving, so y'all happy?
You gotta unlink it. Like, it doesn't change because you left.
How to unlink it. Tell me how to unlink it.
You linked it. Unlink it.
Hit the button that says unlink.
Hit the button that says.
I'll give y'all my logins. And I work in this shit all the time, and they make it so fucking confusing. The meta shit is confusing.
Yes.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, listen. I complain about the Musk, but the Zucks isn't meta, better.
It's a nightmare. It's
dog shit.
The Zucks sucks.
I manage the meta profile for my work, and it is a nightmare.
Yeah,
stupid.
It is. He's banking on this millennial to run it for him, and I'm like, thanks. I'll figure it out.
Out
to my Zoomer friends.
Do you ever like when you talk and if you say out, do people be like American and like they like just like oust you right then, like they take you out of the country if you say it that way? Out.
Is this our future?
Yeah, I think
they
so.
Kick me out of Canada.
If you say out instead of out, they're like, oh.
Oh, we don't notice shit like that up here.
We're a fucking.
No, I do say A a lot lately.
No, you don't.
Hey, see, you came to Canada.
I really do.
Routine,
I really do.
And boom.
I've never heard
you know what I say a lot now, bro?
In my natural talk, I don't talk to y'all like people I know.
That's I no, but I've noticed that like I there's one thing that I say a lot now, bro.
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 I hear that enough too. Bro and it is an ick all the time.
I've said dude for a while, but bro is a new one that is bruv. Upsetting. Bruv. Oh,
that's what
do I friend. Need to put my cockney spin on it? Okay, bruv.
That's what
bruv in it.
That's what Drew says all the time. He says bruv.
Bruv in it.
Oh my god. I mean, you just need to fucking stop.
I'm very sorry to all of our UK listeners for that.
Oh man. All right.
But that was a bro of it.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks for joining us for Bingers Growing Up Episode 3. What?
It's been real, y'all.
It's been real, homie. We'll be back next week. 3 out of 4 of us will. We're going to review Loki. Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun.
See you again soon, bruv.
Yeah, bruv. Oh, yeah. We'll see you down the line.
I'm going to watch it and then listen to it, the podcast.
And critique the fuck out of it. I know
critique
you
the fuck out of it. Do it.
Bet you won't.
It's great to record with you, Clint.
You too, man. Bet you
won't, bruv.
Don't fuck this up. You understand, Keith?
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. Fuck it all up. Tank this motherfucker.
Couldn't be further down than where it's at right now, so I'm pretty sure that... We've already sunk to the bottom.
Can't, bro.
Sorry, bruv.
But why do you fall down, Bruce?
But yeah, Loki.
Bounce off the bottom.
Loki season 2. We will be back. Reminder to $5 and $3 patrons. Switch to $1 tier. Yeah, that's what you need to do before September 30th, or you will be charged. So, and it doesn't automatically switch. It's stupid.
It'll even out. Like, it'll be fine. Like, if you do get charged, like, it's not the end of the world.
It's,
right?
It's $4 extra. I mean, really, come on now. But
doesn't it like do like a whoopsie? Like, no. Whoopsie, sorry, we charged you. Oh, it doesn't?
No, Patreon's like,
oh, why are you reminding them? Yeah. Keep paying.
Oh, why am I reminding them? Okay, never mind. Forget that I said anything. No, but yeah, we're going to be reviewing Loki season 2. We're going to do a lot of good shit. YouTube.com/TheAvengers. Check it out. We're going to have full video podcast available starting with Loki season 2. So you'll
have full video podcast available.
See, Clinton's super excited about that. So if you want to check out the actual video version of our podcast, I watch video podcasts and I also listen to audio. So we will still be available on all audio platforms like we are currently. But if you want to see our smiling faces talk the entire time, YouTube.com/
You want to see my smiling face slide into my DMs?
There it is. YouTube.com/TheAvengers. So we appreciate it. But Avengers Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Guys, we do this for free unless you're a patron. Living. Yeah, we do it for a living. Hey, this podcast you're listening to right now, free of charge if you're listening to it on Apple or Spotify or anywhere where you can get your podcast. But what really helps us out is a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. If you like the show, you like, hey, this podcast is pretty cool, take a second. Fill out the survey, please. We would like for you to leave a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on this podcast of ours, and we greatly appreciate your support. So, yeah, but that is it for us. Clinton, Emmy, Keith. I'm actually Emmy. Do we have credits names?
I can't be asked. I'm sorry.
It's all good. I just felt like I didn't ask and I should have.
I was 4 episodes and it seemed like too much. I'm sorry. Right. Yeah. I'm sure that somebody on Legends of the Hidden Temple, I'm sure that their first name was probably Brandon. Clinton, Johnny Bravo, he was voiced by somebody named Clinton Schur. We'll go with that.
Clinton Schur. That's a pretty good name.
I'm pretty sure that Recess earned an Emmy, like, got one.
As a viewer, maybe. Like, an Emmy viewed it, but...
Yeah, I did, yeah. So...
Well, well said. Nice.
Yeah, that counts, right? Yep. And,
did Animaniacs Keith, get a Keith?
No, but somebody who worked on its name was Keith.
That's awesome.
Ironically.
So we are heading out. Any final words before we call it a Growing Up Episode 3?
That's all I got.
Bye, guys.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Clinton, do you not want the final word?
We're Anna Maney, totally insaney.
Emmy's a bitch.
Ah, shit, I had something here.
Anna Maniacs!
And that's a fucking fact.
All right, shove a pumpkin up my ass and call me spooky.
What?
It's about to be October. Or as I like to call it, October.